today on Real Ghost Stories Online. When a single mom settles into her new apartment, the last thing she expects is a poltergeist throwing tantrums. Is it coincidence, chaos, or something creeping in when we're most vulnerable?
Welcome to Real Ghost Stories Online. Call in your real ghost story now at 855-853-4802. Or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You're about to enter the world of the unknown, and quite possibly, the undead. This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
It is, and yeah, 855-853-4802 is our phone number to call and share your ghost story. We'd love to hear it, or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. Tony and Todd with you on today's episode of the program. What's going on?
So we were talking a little bit before recording. I have started my gardening for the season. Are you still doing the big gardens? Because you used to have like huge gardens.
I'm doing like raised bed gardens, and I have a lot. So yeah, basically yes, but they're raised.
Is that something that you purchased, or did you make the raised gardens?
Mainly purchased this round. I just didn't have the time, so I just purchased them.
And what are you planting this year? And how are they doing, by the way?
There's some bugs or something, or there's my pepper plants keep getting some sort of a sickness, and I don't know what it is. It might be bird flu. Bird flu is now infecting my plants. I don't know what it is, but other than that, pretty good. Everything's going pretty good. I got some tomatoes, a bunch of different types of peppers, peas, cucumbers. That's kind of the main things. Lettuce and kale.
All right. Yep. Nothing. Yeah. Kale? Really?
Kale. Yeah. Kale, like, do you not like kale?
I probably had it a couple of times. It's just, you know, everybody complains about how horrible kale is. I'm kind of surprised that. Do you do a lot of cooking with kale?
You know, I do. I like a salad. You just got to, like, make sure you take only the leaf part and not the stem part, because the stem part's really hard. But if you just do that, then, like, chop it up and, like, a vinaigrette or something, it's really good, like a steak chop salad.
All right. What about collard greens?
I've never really done them, and I wouldn't know. Okay. And I don't know how. I'm sure I could find a video, but I've never tried it. I mean, I've tried it. I've tried eating it, and it just wasn't a flavor that I particularly, you know, I didn't dislike it. I didn't like it. It was just like there.
I'm trying to expand my eating repertoire, and mm-hmm. I'm not sure that it's going to fall into that category, but I've always wanted to try collard greens, but I think you have to know how to prepare them properly for them to taste good. Cause the few times that I've tried it, not good.
Yeah. I mean, I wonder if it's one of those things where it's like some people just have a really good recipe for this, and those are the ones to get, you know, like, it's like mashed potatoes. I'll bring the potatoes. Like, oh crap. Kathy's bringing her potatoes. Nobody likes her potatoes. Damn you, Kathy. Don't bring potato, that sort of a thing.
Yeah.
But then, like, somebody over here that, you know, the person that makes the good potatoes, and that's what you want, because a lot of them are very average, but every once in a while there's some good potatoes.
Yeah. Understood. And agree.
That's sounds very much like get togethers in a garage as a child in Wisconsin. Because that's exactly what I'm picturing.
I remember, like, our graduation parties, you know, everybody was assigned certain things. My neighbor always did a great 7-layer salad, which is awesome.
Oh, yeah,
and
yeah.
Then I think my aunt brought, like, a 5 or a 3-bean salad or something like that. It was like, yeah, we don't need you to bring that ever again, you know?
Exactly. There's just, did you guys have the taco dip? Taco dip was a big thing. My mom would, like, the big platter of it. And then, I think that might have been a regional thing, because I've talked to people about it in other states and nobody knows what the hell I'm talking about.
Oh, I still do it now, but I don't make it myself. Like, if I'm in a mood for snacking, I'll pick it up at the grocery store and just eat whatever's there. Not as good as the homemade stuff, certainly,
no,
but it's not going to stop me from eating it.
Yeah, the taco dip was good. That was kind of addictive. And it, like now it's like, oh crap, this is really, really bad for you. But
it is, because you can't, after like having that, you don't crap for days.
Yeah, it's, you're basically just eating mounds of cream cheese.
Yes.
And it's delicious.
Yes, but not good for you.
No, but it looks like it's one of those things out of one of those kind of old cookbooks, like out of like the 50s or something, where it's, the colors are all, well, off a little bit, but it's trying to be really bright and poppy. I find them at like Goodwills and stuff, and they're funny. But it's very much of that type of era of a look of a taco dip.
If you want to, I know you like retro stuff too, look it up on YouTube, Kraft, recipes. And they used to do this every year for the holidays. They would do these like infomercials that were a minute long, and it was always the weirdest shit. And it always included Miracle Whip, and it didn't matter if it was frickin' Jell-O or something else. There was Miracle Whip in it, and it looked really gross. And you're like, no wonder people died younger back then, because they were eating crappy food.
Miracle Whip. And I think I've seen that before.
Oh my God. You've got to look them up, because it's perfect.
And then there's like the, they would put like olives in there sometimes, like shredded carrots. Like, like who the hell is, why? Why are people putting all this crap in these Jell-Os? It was like a pinata of randomness. Like it's just wrapped in Jell-O. And it would be green and Jell-O.
The voice guy would be like, in a great voice, the tangy flavor of Kraft Miracle Whip makes everything better. Not everything, okay? Not everything, buddy.
What is this? It's where? What is the site?
If you go on YouTube and you just look up like Kraft holiday recipes.
Okay.
There's videos from every year from like the 1960s to the 1980s. It's in there, and they're awesome. I freaking love it.
Oh my God. I should like do some of them and just see how bad they are.
That would be a great podcast. Like taking all these vintage recipes as bad as they look and making them and, you know, trying to revive them, I guess.
That'd be kind of fun. That might be a podcast. I like that idea. Huh. Huh. You want to do another podcast?
I'll do it.
I think this could be, I got to think about this one a little bit, because there could be a video component to it too.
Yes.
Yeah. It'd be interesting. 855-853-4802 is our phone number here at Real Ghost Stories Online. You want to share your real ghost story with us? Let's go to our first caller and hear your real ghost story. Go for it.
Hi, guys. My name is Sandy, and my story takes place in Fair Oaks, California, which is basically part of Sacramento. Anyway, I lived in an apartment at the time with my son, who was not even one, or maybe he was one, it doesn't matter. Anyway, and it also takes place on Mother's Day, which it has nothing to do with that. But on Mother's Day, I worked for a man for a few years, and I would go sell flowers. But on this particular day, I had to return back to my apartment because the apartment manager had a carpet cleaner come out to my house. But that's not how that starts. It ends that way. Anyway, so it started one night, and I didn't think anything of it, when a friend of mine was over, and we were sitting in my room, and I used to collect ceramic masks. And one of them just kind of like floated down into her lap, and we just kind of looked at each other and laughed, and I left it like that. And the next instance was my boyfriend was over, and I asked him to get something out of my closet, and he came back out of my room asking why I pushed him in the closet when I hadn't pushed him in the closet. So things just started getting worse and worse. After that, I was sitting in my living room and I was watching TV when all the electricity went out in that part of the house except for my fish tank. And it was all on the same breaker, so it shouldn't have done that. And I just got annoyed and asked him to please turn it back on, and it came back on. So my friends all thought it was funny. I didn't. You would hear whistling all the time, like in the bathroom. So I had to have somebody there when I took a shower because I was scared. And you could hear them outside also whistling. And this is when it started bothering me more and more. Well, on Mother's Day now, I had to come back, like I said, and let this man in so he could do his carpet cleaning. And as he left, I had the windows open to help dry the carpet out, and I left and locked the door. So when we were done selling flowers that night, we had come back, and my boyfriend, who lived in the same apartment complex I did, went home. And while he went home, I was putting my son to bed, and I hear his knock on the door, and I go and I open it up, and there's nobody there. So I go back, and I'm still putting my son to bed, and I hear another knock. Now I'm getting annoyed. And I go and I walk down and I open the door, and there's still nobody there. So I go back in the house, and then all of a sudden there's another knock, and now I am a little bit pissed. And so I go to the door and open up and I'm like, what? And there, and my friends happen to be standing there then, and I'm like, oh my God. And I proceeded to tell them what was going on. They all still thought it was funny. So they came in my house, and my boyfriend had come back over, and we were talking about what was going on and what had been going on. And when my boyfriend made some kind of crack, and when he did, all the screens on all the windows literally flew off. And I said, that's it. And I grabbed my son and I left. So I went across the complex and stayed with a friend of mine. So a week had gone by, believe it or not, I was that scared. And I needed to get some clean clothes. So I came back over to my house. And while I was at my friend's, though, and this is like in the 80s, basically, and there was no internet or anything. So I was going through the Yellow Pages when I was at her house, trying to find someone, something to help me. And I found a few things, left some messages on, you know, but I didn't really find anything. But this day, when I went back to my house, the phone rang while I was there. And it happened to be this man who said he saw my message. And first thing he asked me was, have I been depressed? And I said, well, yes, I had been going through a bad depression at that time. He said that when we get depressed, it kind of leaves the doors open, a crack within you, and makes it easy for entities to come out. And after he had asked me a few more questions, he told me I had a poltergeist and told me that in order for me to get rid of him, I had to go get some white candles and tell him that, or her, that it was time for them to go, that this was my house, they're no longer allowed to be here, and that they needed to leave. And I asked him when he was going to come over. He said, no, you need to do this by yourself. I said, oh, no. And so after I got done with the conversation with the man, I went back over to my friend's house. And then it dawned on me that all the windows were wide open. The screens weren't on them. They flew off. And so I went and bought myself a white candle, and I stuck my head inside my apartment instead of going inside. And I lit these candles around the outside of the house, but just inside the windowsill. And I started telling it that it had to go, that this is my house. It was no longer. And it left. I couldn't believe it. Anyway, I have one other story. This was when I was a kid. I went to a birthday party at a friend of mine. We were just in grammar school, and they had one of those old Elizabethan houses, and it was creepy. But we were in the backyard. They had like a detached garage, and there was like, I don't know, maybe 12 or 15 of us. And we used to play this game. I don't know if you know what it is. It's stiff the board. And how the game is played is that you have to have someone sitting at your head, at the head, and somebody's lying down flat, and then you have to at least have one person each side and one person at the feet. And you take two fingers from each hand and you put it underneath them. And then you say something like, well, this is what we said. This is a, what is her name? Anyway, Lizzie Borden, and they say Lizzie Borden, and she died, and we didn't know, and we just made up the date, and she died from, I don't remember what we said, but afterwards, we started saying that, you know, Lizzie Borden took an axe, she gave her mother 40 whacks. Well, when we got done, and you say, okay, she will rise. Sorry, I apologize. Anyway, and I go one, they go one, two, three. She will rise, and you start lifting up, and she did. And not only did she lift up off her fingers, but she flew away from us into the wall and broke her arm. We all had to go home, and yeah, she went to the emergency room. Anyway, thank you for listening to my stories. I hope to hear them later on. I love your show. Goodbye.
All right, fantastical story, and this is how she remembers it now, or did this happen?
To know, right? It could be a little bit of both, but here's the thing. If you have been in a situation where you've experienced all of the screens on your house blowing off the house, okay, mm-hmm. that's pretty freaking crazy.
Yeah.
That's crazy stuff. And it does seem to lend itself to some sort of poltergeist thing. If that happened to me, the last thing I would do is do the Lizzie Borden two fingers thing. Yeah. I would not be doing that and watching somebody float away and bang into a wall. I can tell you that right now. I would never mess with anything ever again. Probably try to go into the seminary and put myself away to save me from anything bad. If the screens at my house blew off,
yeah,
I would not be doing the two finger Lizzie Borden lift.
Yeah, I don't. But the thing, over the years, have you heard from people that are otherwise, you know, adults you trust, you know, that have said, like, I remember, like, whatever thing they were doing, I remember that actually happening. Where, like, some of those games were like they're going to levitate or whatever. I've heard that before. And, you know, memory can be a funny thing. It has to be reconstructed every time you're thinking of something in your brain. It's not like a photo that you're looking back on. And I would suppose if the suggestion is there strong enough over many, 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 many years that something should be another way, and maybe it kind of was, that at some point it may be what you're pulling up. I don't know.
Yeah, and I think, you know, even when you know something is true, I think there's only so much of it that is actual true memory, mm-hmm. and the rest is filled in by either your imagination or what you believe the outcome was. So yeah. There's probably a little bit of that. I have never heard of somebody getting, you know, thrown into a wall or anything like that. Hope that person's okay. But honestly, God, I'm going to put this message out there to everybody listening. Please, if the screens on your house get blown off by a ghost, don't fuck around with anything.
It turns out she actually had to have the arm amputated, and she has not been seen for several years. Last known sighting was working the Tilt-A-Whirl.
Stop.
in Ida, Oklahoma.
Or you know, dear, ask this old house. Dear Norm, I was laying around my house and the screens got blown off my house. Could you come fix it? I don't think Norm shows up.
No.
You know what I'm saying?
There was like a haunted Fixer Upper show for a little while. I don't think I ever watched it, but I saw like little previews. I heard it was horrible.
Damn it. I would watch that. And I was just coming up with a new idea, like ask this haunted house. And yeah. Then Norm comes in and yes, he's got his various tool belt, but on the tool belt now is also like an EMF detector.
Yeah.
And a voice recorder.
Investigative contractors.
Get Bob Vila on the phone or his ghost. We're going to have him go in there and try to figure out why the screens blew off.
Is Bob dead?
I don't know. Is he? Do I have to look that up too? I suppose I should.
I don't think Bob Vila's dead.
Well, his career is. Oh, so bam.
Bob Vila, BobVila.com. And you can watch, I don't know, old clip of Bob Vila.
he's 78 years old.
Holy shit. Wow. And he's still hanging drywall. Look at that. Wow.
I don't know. Is he?
Is that AI? He has he has seven fingers in this shot. Maybe he
that's
grew
really
them.
Weird.
Strange. I don't remember him having seven fingers, but maybe that's what made him so resourceful.
Yes.
All right. That's going to wrap up this episode of Real Ghost Stories Online. If you want access to the bonus episodes, advanced episodes, and all that stuff, check out our premium channel on Apple Podcasts or patreon.com/realghoststories, or just search Real Ghost Stories Online. Might be easier. Until next time, for Todd, I'm Tony Bruschi. Thanks for listening to Real Ghost Stories Online.